Chapter 94. You're jumpy. Why are you jumpy? That's a new phrase I learned from Sarah. Jumpy. Llewellyn rolls the word around her mouth. Jumpy, jumpy, jumpy. It's funny, because you don't like jumping or anything very much. You like wine and sitting and sometimes dancing with a beautiful partner, and occasionally setting people on fire when they deserve it. Dorian's eyes flick to her, and Maker, he has no idea if he sometimes loves her or wants to turn her around and send her marching off towards someone else, just to give his mind a few moments to gather his scattered thoughts. She has that effect of scattering everything when she comes near, like she's a little windstorm in the flesh that rips through people's minds with the serenity of a potato or turnip. You, Dorian says, grasping her by the shoulder and deciding on the latter route, turning her around and in the direction of Solas. The man could use a good headache. It'd make Dorian feel so much better. You go talk to your Haren for a few hours. Twist his mind. Make him crazy. Make it audible so I can hear it and feel better.
Why are you so jumpy, though?
Because the Inquisition has made me insane.
But Varric says...
What have we said about what Varric says?
He's a storyteller and a merchant and a rogue, so that means don't believe a thing he says ever?
Exactly. Go on. Go bother your bald old hermit of a teacher. Llewellyn makes a slightly scandalized noise, but goes off anyway, because she's absolutely wonderful like that.
I'll figure it out eventually, Llewellyn says as she leaves. Cole will help me.
Not unless he's already helping me, Dorian points out.
But I'm his favorite,
Llewellyn mutters. A particular bounce to her step that means she's entered one of her sulking moods. She is nice. She is the sun and a small flock of birds. Us, you, me, them, people with faces and names that I do not know because they are her people. Private, tucked away, careful and secret in the velvet-lined chambers of her heart, where no Shemlin can catch or touch or ruin them like they ruin her. And she only thinks she is a ruin sometimes, when she thinks about the shoes on her feet and the empty sounds of her consonants and the dull tones of her vowels. She only thinks she's ruined when she touches the books that have not seen elven hands in centuries, and when she stands next to a Tevinter Altus who believes slavery is better. Private faces kept carefully clear and away, because if you love something, you hide it. You hide it and you pretend it doesn't exist, and it doesn't matter. Even if it did, that way no one will hurt that hidden thing to hurt you, and that way everyone is safe. Not happy, but safe. She is blinding, and sometimes I look at her and the darkness of her dreams, but she fights it all off, a glimmer in the darkness that holds fast against every lie and twisted almost truth, and she never needs me. Stay, she says, as the others call me demon. The one that is proud also says stay, but it is because of the way she says stay, with her eyelashes and the tips of her toes that I stay. Because when they say go and stay, she says help. That is what I do. I help. I am compassion, and she is compassionate, and together we can help so many people, even if she has to hide most of them, indirect, in her velvet chambers. I am Cole, or you can call me Cole. Spirit friend, she says in a language that makes me remember, that pulls at me from all times and all places. She is an elf, and they remember things that I forget, things that everyone forgets except proud pride, because he is something larger than us both, flesh made spirit. Be careful, I want to tell her, because when I look at him, I see something bigger than a sun, vaster than empires. Be careful, I want to tell her, because he is large and he will swallow all of you, and I can't save you from that. I am not big enough. I am compassion. I'm smaller touches. forget. I could try to make you forget that pride, but he is too large and he is too much a part of you. I'd make you forget parts of yourself. You could never forget pride. I want to warn her. I want to warn her because she is the sun with birds and birds with suns in their beaks, stars in their breasts, and if she gets hurt, then the constellation falls and the sky comes after. But I can't, because pride takes the words, and he hurts too. But I can't stitch the spaces together. They are so vast and always bleeding fresh sorrows. A well of sorrows. I am coal, and she says help, and I say yes. And she smiles, and I feel warm like a star has touched my chest. And now I am kid, and boy, and spirit, and it, and demon. But I am also friend. I cannot tell her, because the words are too big, and I cannot make it go away, because it is too much, but I can be here, because she said stay, and I said yes, and I can at least protect the velvet chamber and her hidden things with stars in their breasts.
She's what? Teaching Madame de Fer to dance, like an elf, Dorian repeats, smug as Krem coughs his way through the ale that went down the wrong pipe. I was enjoying it immensely. Then she told me to leave because the next few dances could only be seen by women. And the Madame is just going along with it? Yes, Dorian cackles. And Krem wants to say that this is the reason why people keep giving Dorian suspicious glances. That and the way he twirls his mustache. She looked like she was enjoying herself, Dalish says from behind them, startling them both and sending Krem into another coughing fit. The enchanter, I mean. Dalin always enjoys herself. Dalish plucks Krem's bottle from his fingers and squeezes herself in between the two. Besides, it's a fair exchange. The woman teaches Dalin Shem dances, so Dalin has to teach her a few of our more common dances in return. Dalish hums, picking at the label on the bottle. Oh, Krem, you're supposed to be the alcohol expert. This is absolutely awful for a mid-afternoon drink. You have no taste, Krem says. Eating all those poison mushrooms and shit killed your taste buds. It's only poison to you, Dalish points out. I'm just fine. Elves, Krem mutters. Either way, it was incredibly amusing to watch, Dorian says. I do so enjoy watching that woman suffer. She didn't look like she was suffering. She's good at making a certain face to put people off, Dorian replies. It took me a few weeks to figure it out myself, and Dalish is right. That's a terrible vintage for afternoon drinks. Honestly, Krem, we're supposed to be the ones with taste around here. Ever think there might have been a reason why we got kicked out of Tevinter? Don't be ridiculous. I wasn't kicked out of Tevinter. I left.